Praise God.
Bless the Lord, Pastor Fiani. Good evening, everybody.
We're evening, so
glad
Pastor.
To know, glad to know that we are here tonight to magnify and worship and glorify the Lord. God is good. God is a good God. Hallelujah. And we need to understand that as a people, and to know that every second of the day, the eyes of the Lord are on us. And we give him the praise and the glory that is due to him. Quite a number of our people are not well. There seems to be a virus going around of some sort. And it has affected quite a number of our people. And I would like to just breathe a word of prayer in that direction. I know Pastor Fiani has prayed as already. But we are going to set up another prayer service for them. We think about Pastor Daly. We think about Sister Daly. We think about Sister Barbara. We think about even myself. We think about Pastor Anil, two children. We think about others who are under this virus and we are going to talk to the Lord and ask the Lord to do something. He has been working, but we need to come back to the throne of grace again and talk to him.
Father, we love you.
We love you and we adore you. You are our strong tower. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our hiding place. Father, tonight, as a church, we come to you, Lord God, on behalf of those who are not well in body. Lord God, we think about the fact that when you were walking Palestine, there was never a case that came across you that you were not able to anger. You heal everyone. You deliver everyone that comes to you, Lord. And we believe tonight you have not lost any of those values. All the virtues of God are still in God. And tonight we are looking to you on behalf of those of us who are not well, that you will touch us and make us whole again. You will touch us and refresh us in our spirit. You will touch us and refresh us in our body. You will touch us and give us the confidence that we know is in you and you alone. Father, we bless your name tonight, and to know that we serve a God who is present with us, and a God who loves us, a God who has demonstrated his interest in us from time to time. And Father, one more time, we call upon your name and ask for your help to touch all of us who are in need at this time. We give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' holy name.
Praise his wonderful name. Praise God.
He has done it before, saints. He can do it again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
God.
I'd just like to follow the trend of the believers showing their appreciation for Pastor and Sister Fiani and their family.
Praise God.
I didn't call him today because I know that we were going to say publicly how much we appreciate them tonight. And Pastor, Sister Fiani, based on what I have seen, based on what I learned since I met both of you, I am looking on two servants of God who have committed their lives to the cause of the Lord and has demonstrated without a doubt that Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
And amen. I appreciate you, Sister Fiani, for your steadfastness towards the work of the Lord. I find a word pop up in my spirit some time ago in regards to Pastor Fiani. And the word is reliable, Mr. Reliable. Even at this time,
praise his name.
You get punch on the man. And I bless God for you, sir. I bless God for the way in which you have blessed God's people. You have demonstrated your love to God's people each time that we come to this platform. We can feel the love coming from you, pouring into the people of God. And based on what I learned, I find out that they love you too.
Amen.
And that is a good thing. And Sister Fiani, you're present in the prayer meetings in the night. Go a far way in helping the sisters to remain in their post as they continue to look to the Lord in prayer. I thank God for you, Sister Fiani. I thank God for your family.
Thank you, Lord.
And I trust that tonight you will continue to enjoy good times with the Lord.
Amen.
You will continue to enjoy deliverance, even for your healing. Enjoy deliverance so that you will be completely whole as you continue to serve the Lord.
Amen.
May the blessing of the Lord be upon you and your family. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Amen. Pastor.
Amen.
Celebrating our 60th anniversary. And we give God praise.
Bless the Lord. That is no joke. Years like that is certainly no joke.
God
has been with you. God has been with you. You didn't just walk that journey by yourself. The Lord continued to walk with you.
Praise God.
Songwriter said, I walk with the King. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I talk with the King. Praise his name. No longer I roam. My soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King. He has been with you right through the journey. I will give him the glory and the praise. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Let us look on the portion of scripture that was read earlier on. And there is a verse there that our topic is going to come from, and that is verse 21. We are talking about St. John chapter 12. From verse 20 to 26. But let me just read verse 21 over again. The same came therefore to Philip, which was at Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would seek Jesus. I stop there. And the topic is from that last phrase, that last statement, Sir, we would seek Jesus.
Amen.
It is clear, based on this request, that these Greek, these Gentiles, they heard something about Jesus. And this is one of the reasons why we are here on Tuesday nights and on Sunday morning, that we might minister the word of the Lord so that somebody will hear about Jesus. It is at the forefront of our mind that we are ministering unto the Lord, that somebody will hear about him. In fact, if you look on verse 32, you will find Jesus made a statement, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. We are here to lift up Jesus.
Yes.
So that men will hear about Jesus and they will come and seek him and find him before it is too late. I would like to tell the church tonight that people are still seeking Jesus.
Yes.
People are still seeking the Lord Jesus. And look on these Greeks as they came and operate from a standpoint of true protocol. They didn't just barrage themselves in to find Jesus, but they went through the proper channel. Sir, as they addressed Philip, we would see Jesus. And I'd like you to remember here that it's not just one of them. It certainly is more than one in this company. We would see Jesus.
Mm.
And what is it that they may have heard about Jesus, we might ask? Mm. According to the first part of this chapter, chapter 12, there are two things there that we saw that could, of course, generate the interest in them so that they came to the temple and seek out Jesus. One, Lazarus, who had been dead, and Jesus raised him again from the dead. He came also to the feast. And it was an interesting thing to most of the Jews to know that Lazarus, who was raised from the dead, will be a part of the company. And this Greek must have heard about this tremendous move of Jesus that raised Lazarus back from the dead. And the second thing that we saw in this passage leading up to this point is that when Jesus entered Jerusalem riding on this donkey, the people spread branches in the way as they shout, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna." And Jesus realized that this is important. And others did not like the reception that Jesus was getting. But these Jews, these Greek, they were watching, they were seeing these things. And not only that, Jesus rode into Jerusalem, but Jesus went in the temple and cleansed the temple.
Amen. Amen.
Cleansed the temple. The money changers that occupies the area of the Gentiles for years. They occupied the area of the Gentile, the section in the temple where the Gentile would normally gather to listen to the word of God. It was taken over by these money changers. And Jesus grabbed a whip. And Jesus whipped them out of that place. Drive them out. And declare that my house must be called the house of prayer. Because it is the house for all nations. Declare the word. They must have heard that as Gentiles. And to know that Jesus must be on their side. Why Jesus did this. And they decide that they're going to come and find him. And they came and they asked, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Church, let me say this to us tonight. That many of you listening, some of you probably have not yet committed your lives to the Lord. But the Lord has been speaking to you. The Lord has been speaking to you for quite a long time. And you don't know what is it that the Lord has in store for you.
You know him.
But God knows. You know, my mind goes back to a book in the Old Testament called Esther.
Still in my sight.
And Esther, she was an orphan. And she was raised with her by her uncle, Mordecai. And the time came when her true purpose was realized. Though the king's wife, but her true purpose was realized. When it was told that there was somebody who was desirous of wiping out the Jews completely. And Esther was called on to risk her life, so to speak, in order to save the Jews. And the thing that was said here in that request is found in verse 14, verse 14b. And who knows whether you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Who knows whether God had prepared you long ago for this moment to deliver God's people and to bring hope again to the children of Israel? Who knows that God had prepared you for a time like this? And to you who are out there, and the Lord has been speaking to you, see yourself in the person of Esther.
Yes.
Who to tell that the Lord might be calling you, calling upon you to save somebody, to save your very family, to save yourself from certain disaster. Who to tell if you come into the kingdom at a time like this, the purpose of the Lord would be manifested through you. And this is very important. As we see these Gentiles came and said, "Sir, we would see Jesus."
And
What is it that is so interesting here? Because in them coming to see Jesus, we find that it changes Jesus' ministry. The ministry of Jesus was changed as a result of them coming into the church to ask for Jesus. Verse 23, and Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." Having heard that they were seeking Jesus, Jesus, the answer that Jesus gave, the hour is come, the Gentiles making an approach to see Jesus, Jesus declared as a result of them coming that the hour is come. Look, prior to this, on many occasions, in fact, in St. John chapter 2:4, St. John chapter 7:6, St. John chapter 7:8, on all those occasions, Jesus said, "My hour is not yet come." Jesus continued to say, "My time is not yet come." But on this occasion, Jesus said, "My hour, the hour is come." Hallelujah. Why? Because the Gentiles are seeking Jesus. And it changes the ministry of Jesus. My hour, the hour is come. The hour is come. What does this mean? That the Son of Man should be glorified.
Amen.
You know, when I look at that word glorified, it's a nice word. It's a very nice word. But was it really nice in the case of Jesus? To be glorified in this context here, as Jesus puts it, is for him to be offered up as a sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is something in the cross. There is something in the cross that is glorious. Hallelujah, saints.
Amen.
There is something in the cross that is glorious.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise
Hallelujah.
His name.
Hallelujah. The glory of the cross. The glory of the cross. Jesus said, the time has come when the Son of Man should be glorified. No wonder the writer to the Hebrews said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame.
Amen.
There is something glorious in the cross. Because Jesus looked in the cross and he saw deliverance. He saw victory. He saw you and I, hallelujah, who were dead in trespasses and sin, come back to life because of the sacrificial nature of the cross.
Bless God.
Sir, we would see Jesus. Are you here tonight and you are same like these men? We would like to see Jesus. You know something? Sometimes we are the ones who are blocking Jesus.
Yes.
Sometimes we, as pastors, allow everything to revolve around us. And people no longer see Jesus, but they are seeing us. As bishops, they become so big that they are blocking the view of Jesus. Every other preacher you talk to is like, they say that they are doctor. Doctor this and doctor that. I heard somebody said there are so much doctors in the pulpit that one has to ask a question if God is sick. Blocking out Jesus so that nobody can see him to seek after him. But his duty tonight is to lift him up so that the world can see him. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me.
That is what
Jesus said here. And he said, I am going to glory in the cross. Change Jesus' ministry. Because it is the perfect timing of God to make the transition. Because the Greek came in searching for Jesus. You're here tonight. Who to tell that God don't want you to come in to the church to affect a difference in the ministry, so that he might pour revelation in you that will advance his own kingdom. Who to tell if God is not inviting you into the kingdom for a time like this? That you might spread the news of God far and wide. And you might give clarity to God's word. So that others will see him and worship him. Who to tell that God is not waiting on you to come into the kingdom for a time like this? Sir, we would seek Jesus.
Yes.
And then Jesus made a statement. Verily, verily, in verse 24, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it, and die, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it bringeth forth much fruit. Jesus said, the ministry, what Jesus is saying here is that the going from Galilee to other places, that level of ministry has come to an end. But now he is facing the cross. The time has come when he is going to transition to the cross to introduce a new level of ministry that will involve the entire world.
Yeah.
And here we discover, that in Jesus making the statement, Jesus is saying, look, I continue in this life the way I am right now. He's not going to create the change that is necessary. The time has come when I need to go to the cross and die. I need to go to the cross and die so that I might bear much more fruit. And we are recipients tonight of the fact that Jesus went to the cross and died.
Yes.
All of us who are here as Christians are here simply because Jesus said, the time has come for him to be glorified. And to be glorified means going to the cross and dying.
In the Christ.
That he might produce more fruit. Hallelujah.
Praise
for
him.
Eternal life. But it all started here, this part of it, when the Greek came and sought out Jesus. And Jesus said, this is the signal that create the change in my ministry. I must now go to the cross. I must now die. That many more sons and daughters will come into glory. You know what? You remember what Isaiah said? He shall see of the travail of his soul, and he shall be satisfied.
Yes.
As a result of him going to the cross, he's going to see the reward of it. Many sons, many daughters come into the kingdom, and their lives will be changed forever.
Hallelujah.
But the Greek, the Gentiles, came seeking for Jesus' son. We would seek Jesus. And what we find is that Jesus, as a result of dying, has broken down the middle wall of partition that was between Jews and Gentiles.
Yes.
And this very Greek Gentile who were cast out on the outer part of the court have no other access. Hallelujah, to the inner court. Because what Jesus did on Calvary unified the entire thing and cause Jews and Gentiles to be on the same level because Jesus was glorified.
Amen.
Grain of wheat die in the ground that it might produce much more fruit.
Hallelujah.
Tonight I want to say to all of us here, and I've said before, if God has been speaking to you over many years, and you're listening to this preaching tonight, I am asking you to yield to the Lord. As these Gentiles came seeking Jesus, you can do the same thing. And as a result of you coming into the kingdom, you can change the course of life for yourself and your family, and you can advance the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Because God
Amen.
Has brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this.
Hallelujah.
Believers, I want to say to all of us here tonight, God bless you for being so faithful. God bless you for being consistent in your service to Him and to demonstrate your witness and your love for Him and such in such different ways. And tonight I just want to give God praise and glory for the fact that He continues to watch over us.
Yes.
To protect us and to provide for us as a people.
And
I'd like to say also that just like all these Greeks came seeking for Jesus, I believe that there are many tonight who needs to do the same. Jesus will make Himself available. There is a Philip, there's an Andrew who will take the information to Jesus, and Jesus will come and talk to you. Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Bless Hallelujah. The Lord. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. To worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
He that loveth his life shall lose it.
Yes.
He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life.
Yes.
I want to tell you, let's go of this world and give that life to Jesus.
Yes.
You will find it ultimately in eternity.
Hallelujah.
Because Jesus said, my hour is come. The hour is come when the Son of Man shall be glorified.
Glorified.
Will you glorify yourself with Him? Will you be glorified with Him? Will you be glorified tonight with the Master? Identify yourself with Him in His death, burial, and resurrection. For if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me.
Praise His holy name. Hallelujah.
And you're not here. You're here tonight. You've been thinking about it. God wants to bring you into the kingdom for such a time as this.
Yes.
That you might advance His work. You might be here tonight. I'm pleading with you. I'm pleading with you to make that most important decision to call Jesus your Lord and your Savior. You might even find yourself once was walking with the Lord, and for some reason, you have stopped. And you want to renew that faith tonight. We will pray for you that your faith will be renewed and your relationship will come in contact again with the Lord Jesus so that you will be completely saved and secure in the name of Jesus. If you are here and you have such a need, can you say, pray for me, Pastor, that I might come into the kingdom for such a time as this? Come in to be used by the Lord.
Jesus.
Come in to be used by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Are you here?
Jesus.
Pray for me, Pastor, that my life will be changed.
Hallelujah. Oh, precious Jesus.
Father, you know the hearts of men.
Glory.
You know how we think. You know what is our need. Lord God, I'm looking to you tonight as your servant.
Mm.
On behalf of those, Lord, who are in a crossroad.
Mm.
Once in a long time to step out boldly and serve you, but being held back by the enemy. I pray tonight that you will show me mercy. I pray tonight for deliverance. I pray tonight that they will find their place in you, Lord.
Mm.
Give you the honor, give you the glory, and give you the praise.
Jesus.
Serve you with a willing and humble heart. Just like all these Greek came, humbly and ask, can we see Jesus?
Yeah.
Thank you to the Lord.
Oh, you. Magnify your word, Lord.
We do the work. Let the Holy Ghost penetrate the heart of men so that you will be a change. In Jesus' name.
Pray, oh God, praise his name.
Bless the Lord, Pastor Fiani.